This is our first page. At the end of the first page, he said, oh, he's here because the door should be open. If nobody opens the door, how are you going to understand the beauty? Oh, very difficult to write. If there is someone to open the door for you, for the music, for painting, for whatever is something, he said, this door we're talking about, don't worry about the opening of the door. You know why? Because it's not yours to open. It's his. But you should worry about the problem that will close this door. Remember the problem of this door. Remember, right from the beginning, we have an attitude. And I love this attitude. Because in it, we never, ever tell you what to do. We don't dare to. And we're not supposed to. Because, let's say, for one reason or another, you believe in me. Okay? Then I tell you to do something. You do it. What happened over there? Humanity is lost. Do you remember humanity started with accepting the responsibility? When you do something I say, you cannot be responsible. Therefore, I never tell you what to do. All of these people will tell you what not to do, because there are a lot of nonsenses. That's the first thing, remember? My comparison for you to remember always when you're doing this, your grandchildren, remember the real point. If you want to teach to someone how to drive a car, first thing is the brake. That fellow should learn the brake to stop. And we know that we have a lot of power in here which should be stopped. The animal is in here and I have to be in control. The dragon is in here. That's why I acquired the hand of Moses. That's what it is. He said, therefore, pay attention. The problem of this door is the pleasure, the thirst, wanting. Then is the mouth. Your mouth. Close this mouth. Then you will see with the eye that I'm talking about. Because the coverage, something that will block the universe I want to talk about, is your mouth and your heart. About that halt we talked, and we'll talk a lot at the beginning of book three. Because remember, he compared book one to blood transformation between mother and the child, which goes naturally. Here he talks about the milk. Right at the beginning he said, aha, it's different, now it's time for milk. In the third one, we will say, ah, now you should stop the milk and try the hard stuff to eat. Or whether he will say, ah, for eating you need a very special one. I hope God will give it to you. So that's there. Here is the mouth. Why? Because of what you're doing now. What are you doing now?
Listening?
Not at all.
Talking.
You?
Talking.
You're not even quiet to listen. The rest of them, they are quiet, but they are talking inside. You talk loud. The only one who is carefully listening here really is me. Because I'm worried about the words and the sentences and all that. Because I'm trying to explain something unexplainable in this funny knowledge of English language. Listening is an art. He said, listen here, started with the listen at the book six. He will say, pity that it's so difficult to learn to listen. Because he knows that it's so difficult. that you need a lot of experience, meditation, shutting this down, making busy, using the zigger, using this, using that technique, and be lucky, then it will be given to you. That's that. So remember your mouth. And for your mouth, I didn't mean you bothering me with speaking loud. The rest of you, that one. Because while you are thinking, actually you are arguing, right? Remember, this is not about argument. Because if you want to argue, okay, let's argue. You be the master, and I'm the freshman with the attitude of argue. Right? First day, you will say, Mozart is great. And say, I hate that noise. Let's argue. Could we? Doesn't work. Argument is science. Works because it's science is this or that. In here, we don't have this or that. It's this and that. Two sides of a coin. They exist together. Over there is exclusivity. Here is inclusivity. Over there, the best technique is analysis, to take it apart. Here, we say you have to put it all together. Oh, you see the difference? So the knowledge is different. Understand that your argument and talking, which will come out as polite as a question, sometimes with a lot of feelings and compassion about being lost, but it's always the same, is logic. We want to talk about something above the logic, which is, as I said, beauty. Today I'll show it to you. It's beauty. Then he said, listen, the mouth is the opening of the hell, literally. And this universe is twilight zone. Because at the end of the day, here we have the reality. And we have the illusion at the same time. This is what this universe is. So if you are not careful, you could be confused because you mix them up. Because there is knowledge and there is wisdom. And you could mix them up. And this had happened to you and it happened to everyone. Remember, in our story, right at the beginning, one stuff coming out of the ego made everything happen. All the story, because there is the problem of ego. Ego here is nafs. I'm sorry that I cannot bring that expression in English, I don't know how to. In Persian, nafs is ego, everybody knows about that. But in Arabic, the verb is nafs, and there is word nafis. Nafis means really worthy. Means if you find some piece of old furniture from the time of Napoleon, and it's in the best condition, what do you call it? You say, this is nafis. What does that mean, it's nafis? This is the stuff that it's really the way it's supposed to be. It is itself. It's the strongest self. But because it's in a table, in a drawer, in a statue, it's in an object, it's lovely. Because if it's not that, it's fake. If the stuff is really good, it will show itself, right? Not it will express something different. So over there, nafis is lovely. But the nafs here, which is lovely if it behaves, is always the problem. Here he started to bring in the word and said, this is what I'm talking about. First of all, intelligence leaks from someone to someone else. Behavior will do the same. Therefore, the ego will do the same. If you If you live with the bad people, with the very selfish people, their influence will make you selfish. If you live with a selfless one, because you are not you, remember, even your ego is not your ego. You are in a moment of your life. When you look at yourself, what do you see?
I know what you see. You see that I'm getting old and the time is passing by and I didn't do anything. That's the disease of that age.
But really, when you think about you, what do you think about? Who are you?
You prefer to think, this is me.
This is one frame of a movie, a very long one. This is only one frame of it. How could this be you? Because all your past is here in you, with you, is here. Your attitude comes from the past, right? Even the genetics of your grand-grand-grandmother is here. And all of this is this moment.
Tomorrow you could be another one.
Aren't you? That's the point you are talking. Therefore, even your ego will change. Don't think that there is this ego, get rid of it. This ego is with you and will grow with you. And when you are at the top, you could have the highest ever ego.
There are cases of that, the people being at the high levels and they develop a big ego and they receive normally a very big slap if they are lucky. If not, they are lost.
Because you could get lost every moment. There is no safety in here. Because we are not talking about room. It's an exception, right?
So, remember when you think about you,
this is me for the moment. And I'm carrying a lot of me that I have been, and I'm dreaming about the better me tomorrow. This is what it is, isn't it?
Because you remember the only thing you were supposed to do or you could do is to be the better of yourself. You cannot be someone else, right? So you try to be this.
Remember this self. We want to talk about this self because this self should be tamed. This self is good somewhere else. If I look at yourself, your strong self, I give up.
But I don't, because you told me don't give up.
Disappointment, yes, but giving up, never.
Because the hope is coming from love.
He told us to be hopeful. Therefore, we'll be hopeful. We'll talk about the other way around of good people communicating with each other and becoming better. For that, only even for that, please do not make a lot of cloud with your mouth. When you want to communicate with the other people, they should not suffer from your ego. Yes, you decorate it and say, this is the way I am, or I did a mistake, or whatever. And so on. If you want to communicate with good people, use this very scarcely, because here is not about talking. And talking will bring all the misunderstanding. In bejarub zaban gardi makun, chesh ra az khasra avardi makun. Your tongue is like a groom. Do not make a lot of dust. All the people who are doing that, they have the excuse of cleaning up. But here we are talking about sensitive eyes. So that dust will bother them. Dust is something that nobody cares about a lot. But we care a lot. because we are in the business of mirror. And when you have the mirror, the dust is a problem. Mirror cannot be dust.